This is War Room Moments, the show that takes you around the world to share interviews with some of the most successful and most relevant people on the planet, hear their stories, and get the most important business lessons they have learned on their road to success, and get exclusive advice on how to implement their success into your life and business. War Room Moments is brought to you by the Strategic Advisor Board. Here's your host, Jason Miller.
All right. Hey, welcome to the War Room today. Again, we got a local from Colorado Springs with us today, which I always love having local people. So we're kind of a spit away. I'm in Boulder and you're in Colorado Springs, but it's always nice to have people on that are in our own local, our own little global local community. And so we can see some of the impact right here close to us. So welcome to the show and glad to have you here, man.
Hello. Yes, it's amazing to be here, to be in this part of War Room. And I'm Giuseppe, for people that don't know me. And yeah, it's amazing, actually. Like, I also didn't know that you were in Boulder and it's like, be so close. Yeah. that's really cool, for sure. There is amazing place to go in Boulder to visit. I would tell all of people, go to visit Boulder. It's a really cool place to be, and for who like climbs and restaurants.
Yeah, man. Well, hey, it's great to have you here. Why don't you just give the audience a little 30-second spiel about who you are, man, and what is it you do? What's your superpower?
Yeah, I would say I'm Giuseppe. It's like, if you didn't get the name, it's fine. It's like, I'm from Italy originally. That's why you can hear this accent. But I came here about 3-4 years ago for actually the Bible College. My background is, I'm electronic engineering. I have a master in electronic engineering. I was working on nuclear, for nuclear system when I was in Switzerland, actually. I used to build test system for that. But I had passion also understanding more, business. I always was interested in helping other business. And since number are easy for me, like, I found pretty fast that marketing and sales is all about number. There's a lot of number there. And that's why, while I was here for studying at the Bible College, I decided, why not trying to learn more? And I start to learn more book, helping people for free, until I had a friend actually ask me, like, hey, man, can you help me with my business? I have this, I need help. And I was like, yeah, sure, I can do it. And when I was doing it, he asked me to work for him, but the visa I had at that time, it didn't allow me to work for no one. But what allowed me is to start my own business. And this is the reason why actually I started my own business. I can say it was God, because, I mean, I wanted to have my business. I never thought it would start like this. But at the end, I was able to start my business. I hired a few people at the beginning, like two of them. And that's where everything started. I started to help, like, first my friend with his business, with marketing, consulting, web design, graphic design, everything connected to marketing, social media. And then with that, we started to have more businesses coming in. And now we are like an agency. And what I do mostly is actually I go, I meet with company, with owners, CEOs, and I look at their, what they are already doing. And I make sure that the number, they're run right. Like, I look at all the number they have, and sometimes they don't have even number. I have to take all the information out of what they have done until now and making sure that it's doing doing the right thing. And if there's something that looks weird, I like to change or replanning everything and optimize their system.
Sure. Man, that's cool. It's good stuff, man. Yeah, that seems like an amazing leap to make from like engineering type things to agency. That's like so far left, right? Big time. Why, yep. why, why, Was it just accidental, I guess, kind of? I guess it kind of sounds like it was just an accident, right? It was like an interest, but and then somebody you got a result for somebody that was a friend, and then here we are, right?
Yeah, pretty much I would say yes. Like there was something on me since I was working in Switzerland that always, I wanted to make money faster, if it makes sense. I was already making money in Switzerland. Like I mean, Switzerland is one of the best place if you want to get paid, best country, because like you can get six figures, seven figure really fast. But the real reason was like how I can even pass that, like, and be an employee, it's really limited. Like you can ask like to get more money, but like the increment is really small. Where I was always thinking, if I have my own business, even if it's an engineering business, like I decide how much I can increment. Like more clients I get, more I can increment my income at the end of the day.
Sure.
But as I say, I was thinking more an engineering type of work, and the fact that this friend asked me like, hey, can you help me? And actually, his original help was more software type, because I was helping him with WordPress with his website. Means like I knew of how to program a new software. I was like, oh, I can do that. And then with that, I start to read some of the numbers that were on the back end of that. And I was like, hey, why this? Why that? And with that question, I start to build system without even knowing, like to changing things in his business. And then he started to do better and start to sell more. And I was like, oh, it actually is not so different than like anything in engineering. It's literally like it's a process, and you have to find out how the process work. You have to find out what is the formula behind the process, and why, if you optimize that formula, you can obviously get better result. And
Right.
that's how everything started.
Yeah, man. Well, hey, take me back. Take me back to Italy for a minute. And
Yes.
tell me, did you come from a family of entrepreneurs?
Actually, yes. My mom is really, really small business. Like probably I will always say it's a season business. She had she ran a laundry company. Like it's like a shop, a laundry shop. And but I always like admired her to the fact that she never put the business first for her, as her family was first. She had the business because the money that my father was make was not enough to for everyone. Then like my mom was like, okay, I will take this business. They bought this business with my father, and then like she was the one running it. I always believe that probably if she had the option to run just the business, she would have been big, because like the things that she known, I mean, in the area she's known to mostly working with lawyers or like engineers and everything, because like the type of clothing used by these people is higher quality that normally laundry shop they would destroy, or they don't know how to clean it right. And keep it for years, where like she was specialized on that. She specialized on working on like special materials and making sure that your clothes, they stay for long, they don't get destroyed by the washing and the drying. Yeah, and she had that knowledge. She was amazing. And but like I also admire her, because like she made the choice. She was like, no, my family come first, and only once we left, then like she decided to kind of like build up and increase her sales and her clientele. But like until that time, she was like, no, I need to focus first on the family and then on the business.
Yeah, so I mom was the inspiration then.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Like her strength is was amazing, like how she never gave up. And I was part of that growing there. I could hear her having hard time in the business, like I could see that, but like she was keep going. She also is a woman of faith. She always believed that God was going to provide the right amount of money, no matter the time. In fact, like I can always say, they were always able to provide for us anything we need. Even when we wanted to go to university or we wanted to travel, they were always able to find the money and to provide for us.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. It's funny because like So you and I have a lot in common because I grew up in Montana, which is just a little BFE town in Montana, population of like 200, 300 people, right? And I know Naples is much bigger than 200 people, but I grew up on a farm, right? So I learned hard work. My mom ran like three businesses in town. She ran a little clothing store, one of the restaurants, well, the restaurant. And way back in the day, I'll age myself when we had VHS tapes. I mean, we're going back to the 80s
Yeah,
here.
that's
So, and you know, my mom was an inspiration to me because number one, she was mom, right? So dad was farming. Dad didn't mess with the kids. He didn't do hell, we never even hardly seen him because he was busy farming. But mom still managed to juggle three businesses in town, yet still manage the family life on top of it, right? So, and I always kid my dad, and it's like, well, shit, you were only doing one thing, you loser. Jesus. Mom was doing four. What's wrong with you?
yeah, it's like there is a point there. Yeah, I think like same, like I'm missing like to see how much she was able to do, like cooking, cleaning. She was the only one doing cooking, the only one doing cleaning and working her own business. I mean, yeah, my father was still bringing the highest amount of money in the family, but like I was still amazed, like wow, when I think now, I'm like, dang, my mom, like I was like, how will you do that? Like I was like, that's I have my own family now and I help my wife, I clean and everything, but I'm thinking about like first how, and but then also why you mom were doing everything,
All
and
right.
like why you had to do everything. That was kind of like the question, but also.
Yeah, man. I mean, I ain't afraid to get a freaking toilet scrubber and clean a toilet, man.
Exactly.
That's for sure. But I mean, I spent 23 years in the military. So, you know, I had a whole past life before the business world myself. And, you know, so I don't know. I think the old ways of some of that stuff are just, they're just bygone days that just needed to be bygone anyway. So my wife works just as hard as I do. And, you know, just because she has a different mission in life doesn't mean she doesn't work as hard, right? And do we have certain lines of she does these things, I do these things? Absolutely. But there's no, you know, I have no expectation of the old days where all the wife should just be taking care of the kids and in the kitchen.
Yep. As a bit, and but the problem was that was not even so much like that, because then they had also to work. Like my grandma is the same. Like yes, she was taking the kitchen, the kids, but then also knew that she was working and farming. Then I'm like, it was not just like working. I mean, yes, the man is always bringing the highest amount of income, but it's kind of like at the end of the day, like if you really say like, okay, the woman is in the kitchen and the woman is the kids, then like need to be just that too. Because that's a lot of work, just taking care of kids and the house,
100%.
and you have to find a way to bring all the income that need to make the family run.
For sure. Yeah, I'm curious as to, you know, 'cause you came here to do schooling and things like that, but what was the main driver for you, do you think, that like really drove you into the business world? 'Cause you've been what, two, three years now doing the business stuff? Yep. And I mean, something had to have been the driver to do that, other than oops, I helped a friend. Right? 'Cause I'm telling you, that's a big leap to make because most people are raised in the employee mentality of things, right? I mean, the school system is designed to raise employees. So, you know, I mean, that's a heck of a leap to make just all of a sudden, right? So
Yep.
I'm curious to get in your brain a little bit on why that happened.
Wow, that's kind of
That's
question.
a it's a deep one, I know,
Yes, exactly. I'm thinking like, okay, let me think about like, I think like really has been everything started when I changed my faith. Kind of like I grew up as a Catholic in a Catholic church and everything, but you know, like
Sure.
there was not really a teaching about relationship with God and everything. It's more about like you have to do this. If you don't do this, like you're bad. You go to hell. If you do this, you go to heaven. Okay, great. But then I was never interested. But then like in Switzerland, I met this guy and he kind of like showed me God in a different light, under a different
Sure.
light. And I started to spend more time with God, where I was like, I want to learn about God without anyone telling me who God is. And more time I was spending reading the Bible and everything, and more I was like, okay, I see this guy, David. Okay, God, you build David as a king, and you made him reign over everything that you gave to him. Then you come Solomon, the richest man in the world ever been. And I was like, okay, like God, you are building. I mean, there are like some employees, but you are building like owners. You're building like business owners. Like if you read the Bible, like God again and again builds kings, build business owner, builds like people with skills. I'm like, where am I in all of this? You know, like where is my purpose? And I'm supposed to just keep going with my life, feeling comfortable, or I'm here for challenge myself. And then I think all that thought came to a point where I was like, I really want to change myself. I got tired because I felt like all my life was like running. You know, like since I was a kid, I wanted to demonstrate anyone else that like before 30, I was going to make 6, 7 figure without no problem. You know, like even if my family never saw that, like we were not like my parents together never make not even like I think 2,500 a month. They don't make it in the best days. And I was like, no, I want to be the one making. And for me, when I got to Switzerland, I was making like about 8,000 a month. And then like I could easily get to 10 if I was going to stay longer. And I was like, and I was still like, I don't see satisfaction in this. I'm making money, but it's kind of like I'm not making purpose. I'm not doing anything for my pur I don't see purpose in here. And that's thoughts is where everything started. I was like, what I really want. I start to think, and when I start to think, I start to write things down. And I wrote 2 pages of a notebook on how many things I wanted to do. Like I wanted to have my research. I wanted to have like a big lab, research lab that I could finance this with all my other businesses in a way that people could go there and do whatever they want, research and do everything, having everything for free. I wanted to have like a jet. I want to own a jet. I was literally like letting go all my imagination and be like what I want. And I wrote these 2 pages. I wrote like I wanted to have like hotels in every city on the world, own hotels in every city on the world. Like when I travel, I can just go to my hotel and sleep there. Stuff like that. And I was like, when I wrote that, I was like, dang. I need to change this. I need to, and then speaking with people, they opened my eyes where the only way to do this, you need to be a business entrepreneur. You need to have be start your business. And that's why I was like, I need to make this jump. And then the timing was on God at the end, like when it happened because like God opened the way. And I was like, I had just to decide to say yes or no. And at that point, I was like, I have to say yes, or it's never gonna happen again.
Man, you know what? That's pretty freaking inspiring, man. Really, when you, I mean, when you break that all down, if you can't get inspired by that, you don't even have a soul.
Yeah. Thank
So
you.
because you look at the like the struggles and all those things within that storyline, man. I mean, overcoming adversity. I mean, we're humans. Some people have the ability to, overcome things, and some people don't. Or resilient to overcome things, and some people don't. personally, I think a lot of this new generation coming up is a little short in a lot of those areas. So, because they weren't like my parents, you look at like the boomers, right? It's their fault. I mean, it's their fault. They programmed it this way. But without like getting into that conversation too deep, you look at people like you that, and maybe it's not even about a struggle story, but it's about climbing the mountain, right? And climbing that mountain, a lot of people don't ever have to climb the mountain. And there is a lot of value that comes from having to be the one that has to climb the mountain. I had to climb the mountain. I was making, I joined the military at 18 years old. I was making $800 a month. I had two kids and rent to pay and all that stuff. So we just barely got by every month. I learned how to climb the mountain, right?
That's up.
And now I look where I am today, and it's like the total left turn from that. But I just never stopped climbing the mountain, and that's what I would say most people should take away from your experience is, dude, you just kept climbing the mountain until you got there, and that's amazing. It's good stuff for sure. So, but a lot of lessons to be learned out of what happened, what we just talked about there. But I want to drive it home for the hard heads that maybe didn't catch it. And if you had a couple of pieces of advice that you'd love to give to, somebody that's just starting a business today, what would you tell them? What's a couple things you'd love to share with a new business owner?
That's a great question, and I want to kind of like connect to what you were saying. Is like a lot of like today people we think about like we want everything fast, but I always tell people like if you want things fast, you have to handle pressure, because like fast result take a lot of pressure, and sometimes people call stress, but I call pressure, because like diamond are come out from pressure. But like you need to handle pressure. Like if you're not able to handle pressure, take your time. Like don't try to go fast. And that's the problem now. Like they want fast result, but they don't want the pressure. And on myself, I want fast result, but like the pressure I had to handle every year has been like so high. Sometimes I'm like I have to forget when I go to sleep, and that's also important things. And I would give as a advice to everyone. When you get to your bed, you need to forget what was the day, and you have to stop thinking what can be tomorrow. Like you have to clean your mind, you have to totally create like a empty space in your mind where you just need to rest. Because like if you try to connect every day to the day before and to the day after, you're gonna explode. Like business is gonna destroy you. Like you're gonna burn out. Like you have to be able to kind of like empty your mind once you touch the bed and take that 6 hours, 7 hours of sleep, taking everything without trying to run anything in your mind. And then when you wake up, now is a new day, and then you can go for it. But like, yeah, that's for sure one big advice for people is like be able to rest and to be in a place of rest even when you're like under pressure, and don't spiral on this busy. They like people trying to stay busy, but like the game is not to stay busy, but to stay on purpose. And stay on purpose means doing the right things on the right time, and don't try to think about too much about the past, and don't think about the future. But like stay on the day you are. Today is the day you are living, and the where you have to make the best of what you can. And then when the day gone, rest, sleep, take time, and then wake up, restart, and that's kind of like the things. I think it's really important.
It's great advice. Totally great advice for sure. How do you want people that are listening to this podcast? How do you want people to get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can go to my website. It's Quarata Consulting. It's Quarata Consulting. It's my last name. And then another way you can find me on LinkedIn. Just like type my name, my last name, Giuseppe for spellings Giuseppe, and Quarata is my last name. And also my business name is Quarata. If you go, you can find me on LinkedIn, and I love to chat with people. Just you don't, we don't need to work together. Just write me, like if you have any question, like you think you're young and you want to start, it's like, hey, how was for you start? Just you can write anything you want. Like let's discuss. And if you are in the area of Colorado, I say Colorado Springs because Colorado is pretty big. But like if you are like in the area, like we can meet for a coffee. And or like if you are any other place in United States when I travel, maybe I'm gonna be at your city and then we can meet in person also there and have a coffee together.
Awesome, man. Well, hey, I like to close out the show with kind of a thought-provoking question, and that is if you could have invited anybody today to the show to be with us here, dead or alive, doesn't matter, any point in time, who would have you loved to have here and why?
There are actually two people, my wife and my mom. It's like
Good answer.
my mom because I'm like, okay, like honestly, I don't know how she did all she did. I still like struggle to imagine myself trying to do the things she was doing. Even cooking, like I cannot cook, like, and she was cooking Italian dishes, like not like the fast food hamburger thing. Like she was making like dishes that take 3 4 hours to make it, and plus working and plus taking care of us and cleaning. And then my wife, because my wife is actually the one that is helping me to stay stable during all this climbing. And I always like, I like to see her point of view on how he's like living with me, like, and be like, how is living with someone that start a business, you know, like, and they need to start from zero and we're climbing the mountain. And like that would be, I think it would be interesting to hear that perspective and to see how it is living with someone else, because sometimes we don't hear the perspective from the person living with you, like with your wife. It's like how she handles that.
Or sometimes we're not sure if we want to hear that perspective.
Right.
Might not be what you want to hear.
Yeah, that's true. That's why it would be interesting to hear at the end. Like it's
That's
like
right. That's
we know
right.
what like us we struggle for, but like we don't know like how they struggle.
And it's a different set of struggles for sure, right? And we can't minimize that. That's for sure. No doubt about it. And anyway, well, man, awesome. Thank you for, providing some value to our audience today. It was great to have you on the show. I always like to say, we all have the same 168 hours a week. Thanks for stopping by for 34 here and sharing some value here with us. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It was a pleasure to be on the show, really, like, and connect with someone also local. And yeah, and I want really to give as much as possible to people. And if anyone can get at least even a small advice or like motivation from this podcast, I feel so blessed by it.
Yeah, man. Awesome. Well, thanks again and cheers, man.
Thanks for listening to War Room Moments with your host, Jason Miller. Please leave your feedback and visit strategicadvisorboard.com to get the latest and greatest business advisement on the planet. Follow us on social media for updates, and we'll see you on the next episode.